Hey friends, today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at International Justice Mission. IJM, as y'all know, is a global nonprofit to end slavery and violence around the world. In fact, Eddie, you work there.
I do. I love getting to work with my colleagues around Southern Asia. I was just talking to some of them the other day.
Oh, really?
And yeah. Oh, that's what I always call the kids in when I'm getting to talk to someone who's in India or Latin America or any of the places we work. And because it's like you get to travel the world from a Zoom call and talk to these amazing people who are helping children and women who have survived all kinds of violence and abuse, because that's what IJM does. We go into some of the deepest, cruelest pain in the world, and we help bring the full force of law to provide justice and healing. And after 20 years of work, and I mean, honestly, we can talk about this some other time when we have hours, but it's countless miracles and amazing partners, like all of these things combined. IJM, we get to see over and over that hope is possible beyond tragedy when we all come together and join together for good. It's awesome. I love it.
It's awesome. And they're like over 50,000 people who've already been rescued, which is which is a number you like can't put your mind around unless you're like talking about your family of five. And you're like, yeah, all of you, all of you would get rescued. You're in the 50,000. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But y'all, there are still thousands more children, men, women who are waiting to be rescued. And we can make a difference in their lives by becoming Freedom Partners. A Freedom Partner gives monthly so that IJM can show up month after month and rescue people from slavery and walk with them as they heal. So to be a part of that, visit IJM.org/beahero. That's IJM.org/beahero. Good morning, Eddie. Happy Friday.
Annie, happy Friday. And it really is Friday.
Oh, don't do this.
No, but you know, last weekend I was on a little vacation. Next week I'm on vacation.
Don't, that's why. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. I don't understand your deep need.
To mess it up.
To tell it. We are never lying.
No, but it is Friday right now. It is August 7th.
Yes, it is.
I can hold up a newspaper like I'm in some sort of situation and I'm on a camera.
In the 40s.
And I have to hold up a newspaper and prove. Here's the New York Times. It says August 7th. This is the day.
You know, I talked yesterday for my podcast to a pastor named Banning Leibscher. And one of the things, from Jesus Culture. And he was saying how different we were talking about, you know, 2020 and all that kind of stuff. And he just said, you know, it hasn't been that long ago that literally we interacted with the news once a day. You got a newspaper in the morning.
Yeah.
And he said, and then it became twice a day. You got a newspaper in the morning and you watch the daily news at night.
Yeah.
And he was like, and now it is minute by minute. You can get the news every single minute.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. But that's like, it feels like it was a long time ago that that was a possibility, but it was like 20 minutes ago. It was just the evening news. And
it was our childhood.
We're checking in with Dan Rather or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
What'd your mom and dad watch?
I'm about to sneeze. Excuse me.
Bless you. That was an August 7th sneeze.
Oh my gosh. What did my parents watch at night? Yeah, I think it was Dan Rather.
Yeah, ours were very NBC loyal. Always
yes,
NBC.
I kind of still am a little bit. I kind of have it in me. I feel a loyalty to NBC.
I do, but so I struggle with NBC more and more.
Why?
Well, because the whole Matt Lauer thing just soiled the Today Show for me. Oh, I know that the people that are left are awesome.
Right.
But
I mean,
but it's
Hoda. Come on, she's unbelievable.
Oh, she's the
she's a national treasure.
National treasure.
Yeah.
It was also like innocent, and now it's like, oh.
Yeah.
But then also the last time I watched any morning show, I don't know, 8 years. That is not a time of day. I think about when I had a life where I was just clicking on a TV at 8 a.m.
Yeah. Yep.
Not that some people, it's just the design of life these days does not lend itself to 8 a.m. viewing. I'm like, I don't even think about a TV till, you know, maybe 9 p.m.
Yeah, same. I don't watch morning shows. I watch if there's a segment I'm interested in or a friend is on or something, but I do not watch. When I used to teach elementary school, Eddie, the first school I taught in was about a 35-minute drive from my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I left my house at 6 a.m. And so I never saw the morning shows, but I would turn the TV on when I woke up at 4:45.
Right.
And just have it on because my house was very small and cute. And so pretty much if the TV's on in the living room, you hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
And so while as I'm getting ready and as I'm making breakfast, I was just watching like our Athens, Georgia local 5 a.m. news on NBC every morning. And I just fell in love with those people. And then when I moved away, I was like, oh, I'm not going to see those people on TV anymore.
Yeah, the last time I watched any of that stuff had to have been in college because we would turn it on in the morning because we're all just like 9, 10 o'clock classes and there was no streaming. There was just like, here are the four things that are on a, like, honestly, I think we may have had rabbit ears on a TV.
Oh, did y'all?
Maybe we had cable, but we were pretty cheap. Yeah, and so, and so you just don't watch that stuff anymore.
No.
But I miss it. Okay, I have a question about the F. Downs family.
Okay.
This is random, but I've been thinking about it. Do you all have family reunions?
No.
Okay, neither do we. And I always, I have seen family reunions over the years. You know, you drive by a park and there's like 100 people all in red shirts.
Yep.
And there's two grills going and music. And you're like, how do I get that family? But you, you all don't have that size family.
No,
huh?
No, we do not have that size family. No.
Neither do we. There's six of us.
Both my parents have one sibling.
Both your parents have one sibling. Oh, okay.
So we're very small.
Yeah. So are we.
Yeah.
Well, so the reason I brought this up is so my personal email address is not easy to guess, but easy to mistakenly enter in, if that makes sense. Okay. So my email, it's like a Gmail address.
eddieloveshenews@gmail.com. That one messes sometimes up people get stuff.
What'd you say?
Eddie loves the news.
Yeah, so
that's what
it.
You mean? Okay.
I get that all the time. So I get to my Gmail address, I get random emails once a week, and I love it.
Oh, that's awesome. It's,
there's a Burger King chain in South Africa.
What?
That I constantly am getting board reports for that chain, and I always email them, and because there's like real numbers and stuff, and I'm like, hey, this was meant for another Eddie. I'm Eddie Koffoltz. I live in Florida in the United States. Oh, so sorry. We'll take you off our board distribution. I always get it. NBA 2K signups. I mean, I will get stuff that's not junk, that is genuinely like another guy named Eddie.
Yeah.
Put in his email wrong and I will start getting all their stuff.
Oh,
DirecTV bills from Arizona. Okay. So I get an email of the day. Hello, Haynes family. You are invited to a Haynes family Zoom call next Sunday. The purpose of this call is to connect with family members to see how everyone is doing. The call will last no more than an hour. If you are able to make this call, please respond by Thursday. Looking forward to seeing you. Everyone is welcome. Adrian Davis. And then it's the full Zoom call information with the password and everything.
You're doing it, right?
So there's a picture from the, you know how Gmail like has the picture, and it's a picture of, this is like from the Zoom family, or the Haynes family Gmail like account.
Uh-huh.
And it's a picture of like 100 people in green shirts, all smiling in front of the camera with a grill. And basically they can't have their summer
family.
And I responded to her and I was like, hi, my name's Eddie. I'm sure that you meant this for someone else, but also I've never had a family reunion and I have a very, very tiny family and I would love to be in your family if you will allow it. But if not, I totally understand.
So you asked permission.
Totally asked permission.
Wow.
And because I did not want to wreck their vibe. And she responded in the sweetest way possible, which was, I really hope that you are a part of growing a Koffoltz family legacy that is as strong as the Haynes family. We would love to have you one of these days, but I think for this phone, we're going to keep it just family.
Thank you. Wow.
I was like, you're the best.
Oh my gosh.
But I was 100%. I was like, I'm going to save this whole story to see how it completes because I was 100% going to bring the four Koffoltzes in front of a Zoom call and meet all of these fantastic people. I don't even know where they live.
Do you? Oh, you don't even know where they live. That's right.
No,
they may be listening right now because we don't know anything about them.
Haynes family. We were so close.
Yes. Wow.
But wouldn't it? I would have totally grafted myself into their family.
What? Are you the guy who mm-hmm. has this whole experience and then goes, you know what? I am going to start our family reunion. And we're going to do this every year with the ones we have now. And I will keep it going. And I'll put that in Eve and Lucy. And they will keep it going when I'm older and et cetera. Will you be the one who starts the Kofholtz family reunions?
I will not. And here is why. Number one, we already do it every time there's a holiday mm-hmm, because there's mm-hmm. there's only a couple of us and we all live here. So
us
we're
too,
all
us too.
There's not like even if we like dug deep, there's like maybe two more, three more.
Yes.
Somewhere. And they're all in Florida and we've all seen each other and it's like not.
Yes.
But they're all like they're also both sides of the family are really small. So to do a family reunion. It's like weird to do a family reunion because which. Like, who's the connecting point? Like, is it all my mom's side and all my dad's side? Or is it all my side and all Brienne's side?
Okay, so this is so interesting. Okay, is so interesting. Okay. This is literally what I was just thinking about when you were saying all this. As far as at what point do family reunions fracture in a good way? Multiply maybe, like a cell group. Yes. I don't know. When does it... right? Because like right now, my mom loves her cousins and my dad loves his cousins. And when we were little, we would see like every Christmas we saw my mom's cousins. Some other point in the year we saw my dad's cousins. And some of the peers of my dad on my dad's cousin side, I really like we're friends. We follow each other on Instagram.
Yes.
And so we would not all be together.
Yes.
But so at some point, the Mr. F. Downs and Mrs. F. Downs family, my family, we now have six in my generation. Is that right? Yeah, six in my generation. Therefore, at some point, we're going to be big enough that we're the only ones who can be at the thing, and these other two wings can't be at the thing.
And where? How does it happen? Is it just, are all of these people at these huge reunions a single line? Like, here's great grandma.
I think
and
so.
And her husband. Here's
I think they're one line, yes.
Grandma. And
that's what I'm saying. You and Brie could start it.
But Eve, yes.
So every night at dinner right now is the Kofholtz family reunion.
That's it. we could start it. But also, you know, we long conversation about the other day on if even Lucy said, if we get married, do we keep the name Kofholtz? And I'm like, oh, well, that's fully your choice. You can or can't. It's like, I don't care. You can keep Kofholtz or you can drop it. That's a conversation for you and your significant other.
Yeah.
But there's only my brother, who is the other Kofholtz, only has one child. That child is daughter. So there are three daughters with the Kofholtz last name.
That's the end of the line.
Possibly.
Yeah.
In the very traditional sense that it is possible, right? That they get married and they make the decision for their family to, okay, I'm just bouncing around this. Would you want to keep, how do you do this? If you ever think about it, sure. You keep the last name or not, but you're in a weird spot because your last name is on like books and stuff.
Yeah. Mine will be both. Like I think what I've always thought since this has been my job is professionally, I won't change, mm-hmm. but personally I probably will.
Okay, like Beyonce.
But if it's a terrible last name and an amazing dude, I've got this like, sorry, got a pro-life that we got to leave Downs, man. I think you're great.
Right.
Let's move in to the same house and be married. But I'm going to keep this name.
But it isn't like a...
I can't imagine I'll do that, by the way. I really can't wait to change my last name. I think that'll be fun.
Really?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's just I wonder. What a cool change. I don't get to change any other part of my name. I get to change the last part. That's fun.
That's interesting. Some people feel the complete opposite.
Yeah, totally. Some people. Well, you know what? When a boy is born, he knows for his whole life that's the only name he's going to sign. When a girl is born in a traditional situation, as we were raised, when a girl is born, she pretty quickly learns this is your last name until. So you're only going to be writing this until. Whereas you never thought about writing anything else. When you write Eddie Kofholtz your whole life, you knew that was going to be it from day one to day end.
Yeah, but see, that's interesting too, because I'm hearing a shift. Like I heard of a couple who chose a new last name together, and I don't know what they chose. I don't know how they chose it, but everybody's last name changed.
Yeah,
or but I mean,
on a bell curve, that is quite the outlier currently.
Right. currently, traditionally, it's guy is keeping his last name. Mm-hmm. Wife is adding on the last name.
That's right. That's right. But can I have one more thought about family reunions?
I'm going to tell you this, Annie. You can have a million more thoughts because I like hearing things you say. So just talk.
I feel the same way about you.
Thanks, Mom.
One of my favorite things. So we used to have a mom's side, Mrs. F. Downs side family reunion when we were, I feel like we did it.
She dropped the middle name and added, added oddly her future daughter's middle
name. That's right. So it's weird, but it happened.
Makes a lot of sense. Keep going.
That's right. We used to have it, and in my memory, we did this once. I'm sure we did a little bit more than that, but in my memory, we had one of these. But the cool thing was we went to my grandmother's parents' land. We went to this corner of Georgia that I'd never been to before, and Matthews, Georgia, for everyone, and had a family reunion there, and saw my great-grandparents' house that was kind of dilapidated now because no one lives there anymore. And, it was just this that was one of the highlights to me of the family reunion, getting introduced to people who I had never seen and will never see again. Trey Kennedy did a part of this in his stand-up act where he talked about who he had to invite to his wedding. And his mom kept mentioning uncles. And he was like, I do not know that person. Just because you know that person as part of our family does not mean they have to come to my wedding. But the same is true. I didn't love meeting people I didn't know, but I remember loving seeing an old house that my great-grandparents lived in, even though I never met them.
Oh, see, that's sweet.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
We have zero family history like that, and I wish we did. It seems like it would be so fun. It would be so fun to know. I mean, I met great-grandmother, it was a blip, and there's no preservation of her. There's no stories of her. There's no old house we can even drive by. She lived in a condo on the beach. Nothing wrong with that. But it's just poof, gone.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I wonder if let me go back and be the person I wish I was. Start one sentence.
Although the person you are starts eight sentences and it's an endearing quality. So I don't know that I would fully throw that away.
Okay, thank you. Good point. My parents left and bought a new house. They left the house and sold the house that we all grew up in. And it's also on the same land that my grandparents lived on.
Oh.
But they sold it to the county. So now it's a park. Which is very funny because a lot of my growing up friends, this just happened last week, send me videos because there's a pond you can fish at. So a lot of my growing up friends send me videos and they will send these videos that are like, hey, Annie, isn't this your house?
That's crazy.
I can fish here now? Isn't this your house? Wait, isn't this your grandparents' house? And I'm allowed to be here? Like we're in middle school again? I mean, it's been so funny to get pictures and videos from friends who are taking their families to where I grew up, the property I grew up on. And
that
so I do
really
kind
funny.
Of see a world where we all get to go, we do a cookout there or, because it's a state or a city park now. So, and the houses aren't being torn down yet.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's in the new book. And I'm like, a lot of people in Georgia who knew me or grew up or read the books are gonna be like, yeah, I can go there now.
Yeah, that's wild to me.
You totally can.
That's what I think has got to be weird about the moment you get elected president is all of a sudden
homestead becomes a thing.
Yeah, that random apartment that you all lived in for 6 months now has a plaque in front of it and people are going in and preserving it and changing the wallpaper back to the way it was in the early 70s.
Right.
It's just weird. I'm, that will never happen with my life, but I'm go ahead, take a random Gainesville house and make it a tourist attraction.
That's right.
Just come walk through the garage. Yeah, this
walk
is
walk on through.
This is where he podcasted with Annie every morning. And that's the whiteboard where he wrote, you record on Tuesday and Friday because you always forget. And that's your Lego rocket ship.
Yep. That's it. That's right. Mm-hmm. Man, now you're making me kind of jonesing for a family reunion situation. Now I'm like, maybe that would be fun if we just tried to pull it all together.
I know. Because I feel this deep pull. It started us thinking about this reunion because this email happened, but also we went up to North Carolina and my grandparents, grandparents owned a little home in North Carolina that it was like their vacation home, but they spent most of the summers there. And as a kid, for me, I went up to this home every summer, and spent, in my mind, I spent all summer there. I think in reality it was a week of summer, but you know how when you're little, everything is bigger. When it's just, it seemed like I spent forever there. So we would go up there, and they have since both passed away. The house was sold, and you know, life has moved on. But when we were up in North Carolina the last time, I thought, I bet I can find the house. And I did. Mm-hmm. And we drove and found the house. And it was just like, oh, that feels like the dirt road that you go down. And it was really like guesswork. And then it's like, boom, this little round house. And it was for sale. I haven't found it yet online, because I was like, but there is that deep something that I don't know why it matters, because I wasn't particularly close with them. Mm-hmm. But there's a longing to have some sort of historical connection with family that is a strange feeling for me, because I'm not ultra close to a lot of people outside my immediate kind of, you know, those of us that get together for Christmas.
Right.
But I want it. I don't know. I want it.
But you know, I think one of the probably big differences is I don't know that people stay in one home like they used to.
Right.
You know, there isn't quite the, this is our land and this is, I mean, there are in some families and some communities, but in my, so I'll speak anecdotally.
Yeah.
We.
Anecdotally. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I couldn't not.
Why have I never done that?
I'm sorry. And why did I have to interrupt you? But I couldn't. It came out of me.
I just like it so much.
Just a classic anecdote.
Really great. Yeah. The anecdote is that it is, I've lived in, I can't count how many houses since I graduated college.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So there, it's not like my kids or grandkids are going to go back and be like, here's the one place Granny Annie lived for, for 50 years. I'm like, nah, you're going to have to go 7 years here, 3 years there, 2 years there.
By the time even Lucy turned 10 and 9, they will have lived in 5 houses.
Oh, wow.
We just, and it's not like we're running from the law or anything. It's just life progresses and you move to a new place and then you decide to move to the other side of Orlando. It's just, it does not, but this is the way it is. People just don't stay in their hometown. I mean, some people do, and I'm sure some people listening have, but generally we just don't have the same rhythm that generations before us did. And I think there's a lot gained, but I do wonder what's lost in that, if anything.
Yeah.
Maybe nothing.
Maybe nothing. I mean, maybe a place to have family reunions and that's it. But also, do you need, I mean, this is our high school reunion talk as well. Do you need to have family reunions? Because isn't everybody on Facebook and Instagram and all the things?
What do we need to know? Yeah. I know. I think I just want to have a thing in a park for a day that seems super fun and we're all laughing and ripping on each other and telling stories.
I mean, we need to do is pin. All we need to do is ping Bree, because in my guesstimate, if you said to your wife, because I know how she likes to, she is an excellent celebrator.
Indeed.
And so to me, you go, hey, we're going to start doing Kofholtz family reunions, and it's going to start with the four of us every summer, one day.
We're here.
Out at the park. And I want matching t-shirts. I want us to, and I think she'd be like all the way in. I think she'd be all the way in.
I will tell you, one of the great things about being married to her, and one of the great super fun things, is there is just a lot of parties. And even for no real big reason, there's just a lot of celebration of life that happens. And this, you know, that's the big loss of the Olympics, is the start of Olympics and end of Olympics party that we didn't have.
Oh, she plans that?
Well, yeah, we kind of do it together, but like, it's going to be a thing. We're going to get food from the country that's hosting it. We're going to put up some decorations. We're going to try to wear an Olympic shirt. We're going to let the kids stay up late. We're going to do all we can to basically make a TV show kind of fun. We're going to have some American flags and Ethiopian flags around. Like, it's going to be a little extra for the sake of fun.
Wow, that's awesome.
Right, it's so fun. Why wouldn't it be fun? Why wouldn't we have a couple friends over for the Super Bowl? Have I watched an NFL game? Will I watch one? Probably not. But I, of course, Super Bowl's real fun, so let's do it.
I went to a closing ceremonies party once in my life. But I've for sure never done an opening ceremony party. No, that's so you guys though. And so I think Bree would start a family reunion.
I think, yeah, I've 100%. I mean, it could just be this weekend.
That's it.
Just the four of us.
That's right. But you got
to barbecuing in the backyard.
So a little more time.
There's something about the matching shirts. Let's say
Koffeltos family reunion 2020.
Yeah.
Like watch that. It stop. Watch the pandemic won't stop us from reunioning. Reuniting. Yes.
I think reunioning. That's a classic antidote.
Oh boy.
I have a AE keep talking question.
Oh, because
I'm really leading the dance today, and I don't know why, but I feel it now.
No,
if that's
okay. No, that's great. You have the list of AE keep talking questions.
Yes,
sorry,
I love them.
Yes, AE ask AE.
Ask AE keep talking. And also, if people really want me to see them, you're going to have to do it on Twitter. Because I'm okay on Facebook and Instagram, but Twitter is really where I can pull them quickly. Yep. It's not like you have to do it there. I'm just saying there's a better chance.
Sure.
I am not that good at Facebook and Instagram as I so, it's A. Freeman. I want the whole name. Oh, she didn't put her full name. Just A. Freeman. She wants to know how the French horn is going. And that's a great question. I don't know.
I haven't touched it yet.
Okay.
I was supposed to get it 2 weeks ago and from my friend. And we did not exchange it. And so I have not gotten it yet.
Okay.
I'm looking at the mouthpiece right now. It sits beside me every day when I record here.
Okay. So you have the mouthpiece, but without the horn attached to it, it's basically just
practiced on the mouthpiece. I still can. I mean, I don't have the strength that I used to have, but I still have the muscle memory of what you do.
Then you're pretty sure that when it attaches to a horn, you're going to have a sense of how to make some noise. That's pretty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about that. I just the high notes and the low notes are very challenging muscularly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think I'll be able to do that, but I think I'll still be able to find the notes.
Yes. Okay. And then Courtney, we're doing kind of like a fast, we're burning through some shorter ones, but I like Courtney Angle said, I'd like to know how you handle birthday and Christmas gifts for your mini BFFs. I'm starting to build a football team of them and it's getting expensive, which I thought was a good question for both of us.
Yeah.
Because I buy for like two kids.
Yes.
And you've got an army of children who all believe that you are their number one favorite.
That's right.
So, yeah.
I do not give them gifts.
Yeah, that's how we handle it.
Yep.
We scale the gifts with the kids. So when we were five, when they were like three, there is just no reason to spend $150 on a gift for a 3-year-old. They have no idea.
Sure.
And so we scale it with age appropriate and we budget it very closely.
Yeah.
And that's how we do it. And we try not to over... Like the moment you get a kid a Nintendo Switch as a 6-year-old is the moment they expect that every single holiday. And it's okay to get a kid a Nintendo Switch, but we're trying to like build into like big deal gifts until they're like old enough to really appreciate the value of a big deal gift.
Because
right now, the bubble wand or the Nintendo Switch probably have the same value in terms of opening it and freaking out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So...
And I just don't do it. Gift giving has never been gift giving around a holiday has never been a strength of mine.
Yes.
And I am certain here, I am as sure as I'm sitting here certain that my mini BFFs will remember far more when they're 40, us playing soccer, us being outside, silly things I did, songs I made up, than what I gave them when they were three.
Oh, well, you've hit upon the other one, which is the gift of an experience is, to me, invaluable compared to a present.
That's right.
Even if you have to pay a little bit for the experience.
That's right.
We took Eve horseback riding. For the four of us just like got on horses and did like a little, you know, horses on a trail for an hour.
Yeah.
We're still talking about that. We're still laughing about little things that happened on that trail. 100% can't tell you if we got her a gift or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not 100%. Maybe she could, but I'm not certain I could.
Yeah.
It is hanging out together experiences are the, I love those.
Yes. And so it is very easy for me because I just don't do gifts across the board.
Is that like your love? What's your like love language?
Can I ask that? Sure. No, it's not personal to me. Okay. There's five of them. Physical touch and words of affirmation are the top two. And then probably it's not really quality time. That's not how I feel loved is quality time.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
acts of service. So what would be the one in the middle? Physical touch.
Gifts, right?
Words of affirmation. Gifts, acts of service, and quality time. Yeah. So probably that's the order. Yeah. But yeah. To me, the top two are physical touch and words of affirmation. And the bottom three, you know, are the others. But that is not how other people feel loved. And so I have to pay attention to what my friends' love languages are and how they feel loved versus how I feel loved. Because you shouldn't just care for people based on what you want. You should care for people based on what they want. But
right. So if I want to get you a birthday present that means a lot to you, like it's the thing that's really getting
letter
you.
on a
sorry,
typewriter.
I walked into that as if I was asking for it, but that's generally you want to hear the words about how you're cared for. The gift is nice, and it's not like you're like,
and
unfeeling
I really,
about
yeah,
it.
I think they're fun. Like, I got some really sweet gifts for my birthday that I have absolutely loved. Yeah.
Yeah.
But quality time, you know what? There's a lot of pressure around quality time to me because quality time for me is if we're at the movie theater watching a movie together, or if we are driving somewhere, or if we are quality time. Sometimes it feels like the pressure of quality time is, are we sitting face to face talking about serious things?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm way out on that being my love language. That doesn't do a lot for me.
Yeah.
What are yours?
Number one is words of affirmation. So that's a hard one because I can usually tell if it's real or not, or there's also combined with like insecurity. So sometimes I don't believe it. So it's really hard for people sometimes to love me.
Yeah. because you can tell if it's real or not, and totally the truth, you decide whether it feels real or not.
Yeah, that's a good point, though I do believe I can tell, but I understand what you're saying. I understand from a healthy perspective what you're saying. I do also feel like I can read minds a little bit. So whatever, I guess.
Okay, so that's the top one.
Spiritual gifts, but sure. So yeah, first one. And then the second one is probably gifts.
I'm still listening.
Are you going? Yeah. I lost you. The second one is
did you lose me? No, I was just here just listening that intently.
Oh, we just had a weird thing where we thought we lost each other, but literally I just said something and stopped and then you stopped.
Yes, because I was just listening. I thought you were going to keep going on all five. Yes.
Spiritual gifts, and then they all kind of jumble. 3, 4, and 5, I think they all jumble together. Yeah. I don't know. Probably physical touch is next, and then acts of service is probably the last one.
Yeah.
I'm never really super like, oh, they vacuumed. That always hits me as like, oh, that was a thing to do. We just needed to do that.
Yeah, we were going to have to
do
that.
But I realized it was like, no, that was a loving thing too. That was, it is better. The world is better because of the thing you did. But, okay. Yeah, I'd say that's where I'm at.
Well,
so
that's good for us all to know. Words of affirmation, but only say them to Eddie if you mean it, because he'll sniff you out.
I will sniff you out. Well, but it also is the opposite. Words of affirmation is one of the weird ones where there is an opposite, where like if gifts is someone's number one, you can't give someone an anti-gift.
That's right.
You can just, but words of affirmation, the other side of that coin is things that are unkind.
Yeah, you're right.
Get right into it.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm like, congratulations. Congratulations, Twitter comment. You have crushed me.
Yeah.
I wish this was my number five, but you took the direct express lane, two of you in the car, and you just crushed me.
Oh, I love that. That's funny. Well, we will do our best not to crush you, Eddie. I'm not trying to crush
you.
Oh,
you're doing great. You're doing great.
All right. Well, we really did it. Family reunions.
Family reunions.
Can't wait to see y'all's t-shirts.
Just for some reason, it feels like they got to be red and fun, and we've got to do good barbecue.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's got to be like a smoker that starts in the morning.
Yeah, or the night before even. Yeah.
That's my dream. We can talk about smoking meat at some point.
Oh,
that's like
Tuesday. I'm putting it on the list. I can't wait to hear about it.
That's sort of the whole topic is I haven't wanted to smoke meat, but I have obsessed on what thing to buy and when it's time. It's going to be, we're going to have to mortgage the house for this.
Yeah. Right. I get you.
Yeah.
All right, friends, y'all have a great weekend. Go wash your hands and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Bye, buddies.